You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that.
Extreme self-centered attitude is the source of suffering. More compassionate mind or sense of concern of others' well-being is source of happiness.
Hello world, is a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Are those homosexual activists bigots when they advocate that marriage not include groups, relatives, or other parties? I mean, I don't think so.
To become famous in theology means to present something new and different. But if I present something new and different, this is bound to be heresy.
If we're going to stand in God's presence, it has to be because there is a righteousness given to us from Him that clothes us.
Pro Football Hall of Fame wives love Issues Etc.
If I hadn't seen the numbers myself, I probably wouldn't believe them if you told me this. That of black women in New York City, the women who became pregnant in 2012, more than half of them ended their pregnancies in abortion. More than half, 31,328 children aborted, and only 24,758 were brought to term among the black women in New York City. I wouldn't have believed it, but the numbers are right there in front of us, and you wonder, how could this possibly be? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Friday afternoon, the 28th of February. For the first few minutes, Aisha Kreitz is going to be joining us, president of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. We'll be talking with her about this story out of New York City. A little bit later, Edie Wadsworth on the dignity of every Christian vocation. Then we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's the game where we play four sound bites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. All you got to do is listen, and then you call, email, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page, and you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our call in number 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us that email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, that tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Aisha Kreitz is president of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Aisha, welcome to Issues Etc.
Oh, thank you.
How does this happen? It didn't happen overnight. How do we get to the point where in New York City, black women aborted more children than brought them to term?
Oh, that's a mouthful right there. But, you know, I mean, I guess maybe in the shortest terms possible, people have, you know, humans just in general, we're sinful, and we've come to a point where we ignore the Bible and have created our own morality to suit our own purpose here on earth. And it was something that the eugenics movement from the onset kind of pushed, especially, you know, when you look back at the history of abortion and how we got where we are, is to convince people that, you know, obviously life is, it would be better to die than to live a life of poverty, as though poverty is somehow the end, you know, the end of everything, that, you know, you can't be happy if you're poor or something like that.
Aisha, does the abortion industry target poor black women?
Oh, absolutely. You have, I believe it's 60% of all Planned Parenthoods are strategically located in minority neighborhoods. And, I mean, you even had, what was it, I'm preaching to the choir, but, you know, in 2009 when Ginsburg said, you know, sitting Chief Justice, that they, when abortion was, you know, put through, when Roe v. Wade was put through, that they believed that it was going to get rid of more of the population that they wanted less of. And that happened to be blacks. When you look again, Francis Galton, who was the creator and the father of the eugenics movement, and Margaret Sanger, their whole purpose was to eradicate what they called weeds, which is the black community, and as well, you know, disabled and anything that, you know, the undesirables, as they put it, so they could have a cleaner race. And we are seeing the fruition of that, I believe.
In your mind, is the issue of abortion, especially as it comes together with the case of women, black families living in poverty. Is it, in some sense, a civil rights issue?
Is abortion a civil? Absolutely. I believe abortion is a civil rights issue. Every person has the right to life. You know, when you get pregnant, there's two sets of DNA in there, and that's one of the things, you know, again, I often hear, and not so much in the black community, you know, which is a little bit different, you know, when they talk about the blob of flesh, most black women, they do realize that they're killing their child, and it, there's not so much of that thinking that, oh, it's just a blob of flesh. But what is happening is they're there's such a breakdown in the family and such a desensitizing to human life that it's come to a point where it's like, you know, it's so selfish. Like, well, my life is more important, and that this, if I bring this child into this bad world, then what kind of person am I going to be, especially when I can't take care of myself? And this thinking has just permeated within our society. Instead of thinking, wait a second, this child is going to change my life. You know, I'm a post-abortive woman myself. And instead of thinking that, wait a second, this child can change my life forever and make me have to grow up and change my life for the good. And I think that we have to start changing, you know, again, we've cultivated this culture of death and rejection instead of life and acceptance. And that's where that civil right comes in. Everybody has the right to life, and we are forgetting that. And we want to put all the what ifs and what could have been in place of, wait a second, we're just supposed to do the next right thing. And the right thing is this child has every right to life. And if you're going to think about a choice, where's the choice for the child? And that conversation is what has been missing for, you know, 30 years in our society, I think, you know, especially in the black community. It's just not something that that we talk about, because everybody just wants to sweep it under the rug. You know, they want to just forget about, oh, yeah, that abortion that you happened. And I think a big part of that is the abortion industry. I think that they get away with lying to women, just like right when cigarettes and all of these things came in, you have to tell them all of the possible side effects to them doing that, and we don't have to even do that when it comes to abortion. And so you have men and women suffering in shame for years, not even understanding what's happening to them because they killed their child.
With only about 30 seconds here, the abortion industry says that their message to women is empowering. What's your response?
That is just a lie from the pit of hell. It's not empowering. It's the least choice that somebody has. You are preying on women at their most vulnerable. And if abortion, you know, they always say, oh, it's such a private, personal thing. It's an agonizing decision. Well, if it was a blob of flesh, then why would it be so agonizing? It's not empowering at all. You're taking away everything from that person. They wake up the next day realizing that they are the mother of a dead child, and that's it. It doesn't change anything. All it does is compound the problem, and I don't think they should be able to get away with that.
Ayesha Kreitz is president of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. You'll find a link to the Frederick Douglass Foundation at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Ayesha, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you so much.